Record for our benefit, copies for our benefit, okay. All right then, our next public hearing is an ordinance to repeal Chapter 80, Lot Maintenance, subsection 80-3 in its entirety, and amending Chapter 115, Article 25, Supplementary Regulation, subsection 115-91.4 and 115-191.5 of the Code of Sussex County by including in subsection 191.4 minimum standards for lot maintenance pertaining to prohibited accumulations of overgrown grass and weeds, and to include including failure to comply with the minimum lot maintenance standards prohibiting overgrown grass and weeds in the penalty and enforcement provisions of subsection 115-191.5.
I didn't write that.
Who wrote it?
Mr. Lank, what did I just say?
The purpose of this ordinance is to repeal Chapter 80 under lot maintenance in a section of the county code.
Right.
Currently establishes minimum standards for lot maintenance with respect to prohibited growth, but does not address any penalties and enforcement procedure for violation. And the ordinance amendment would move the standard into Chapter 115, the zoning ordinance, and then creates a minimum standard for lot maintenance pertaining to prohibited growth of grass and weeds, and the penalties and enforcement procedures for failure to comply with a minimum standard of lot maintenance, and that the enforcement will continue to be handled through the consul's office. Okay. As we went through this a year or so ago, or longer than that probably,
okay,
when they had an issue because there was a land under landfill consul's regulations that doesn't even exist anymore, they had to come up with provisions for controlling trash and weeds and et cetera, et cetera. And Shane reminded me, I even forgot it, Shane reminded me earlier that they had taken the grass part out when we had the public hearing a few years ago, if you remember. You would have been here.
I was here. I was here.
So it moves it from Chapter 80 to Chapter 115.
Okay. Well, basically it voids out Chapter 80.
Yeah, right.
It didn't even have any provision for penalties or how you go through the process.
So it adds it into the part,
into 115,
which already had penalties.
Which had penalties, and then the constable still would be the enforcement.
Yeah, so it just drops it into that program.
Added grass.
What will be different about the way we're doing things?
Nothing, but it's added grass, but under the control of the constable's office.
Okay, so that's the only substantial change here, weeds and grasses.
But, I mean, it's expanding the ordinance to grass.
Oh, it is. Yeah,
definitely adding grass to.
Well, I think what it's doing, it's moving, because grass was dealt with one place, but without penalties. It's
moving grass to
another place where there are penalties. Yeah.
Okay, so Mr. Ross, I think where we are is we're simply taking something that was in the ordinance and we're moving it to a section that provides for a penalty for not complying. Now, my question would be, what's the effect of the enforcement going to be, and what is this really going to accomplish for the public?
They had introduction without our presence. The constable's office introduced it. The council was getting ready to advertise it through the council office. They asked me to review it, and as soon as I saw 115, I realized, this is one of ours.
Mm-hmm.
And it had to be advertised by us in the public hearing held before the commission. That's why it's before you.
Because it's a land use ordinance, yeah.
Yeah, because they introduced it, and they were getting ready to advertise it, and we had been told it was a constable change, and we didn't even pick up on the 115 until after the council introduced it.
Okay.
Anything that's in Chapter 115, the zoning ordinance, has to go to planning and zoning and county council.
To both bodies.
I understand. Yeah,
but there was a reason why grasses were not in our ordinance to start with. I mean,
they were already being handled through the constable's office under another ordinance.
But there was objections to having penalties to grasses because there was ornamental grasses out there. There's
that was brought up in
there's
here.
minor subdivision lots that are just set aside for future generations that may be impacted. I don't even know if it doesn't impact the State Highway Department. I mean, I rode by grass tonight coming in that was 18 inches tall. It's not a lot or whatever, but it's still county governed. I'm just not so sure that we should be getting into the grass business, period. If you live in a major subdivision with an HOA, fine, make your rules and do that. But we're in a county that's, 90% rural, and we're gonna have grass police going around that?
They already are.
Lawrence, what I hear you saying is that through the constable's office, we're already in the grass supervision business, right?
The way it's been done, but through the constable's office.
Through the constable's office. What is being asked is to have it now be done through the land use, Sussex County Planning and Zoning portion of the county code. Is that right?
Through the constable's office.
Right.
We're going to be the enforcement. We're not going to be out inspecting grass.
Then why is it being added?
Okay, that's my question.
There wasn't anywhere else to put it. Maybe.
Why are we getting it if we're not going to do it?
Well, why couldn't they just add the penalty provision?
Why don't they just add the penalty provision to their code?
Right, I can't really answer.
I know.
Okay, well, then in other words, our recommendation can be to deny this and for them to do something else. Is that what you're? Is that a fair statement?
Works for me.
I don't have any opinion on it. I wasn't asked to review it or anything.
Yeah, it was just an ordinance that was introduced, and all of a sudden we realized that it was one of ours, and weren't even involved.
Well, let's see what the public has to say.
Yeah, public has to read. There you go. I think that's an excellent idea. Is there anyone here with an interest in an ordinance to repeal Chapter 80, Lot Maintenance, Subsection 80-3 in its entirety, and amend Chapter 115, Article 25, Supplementary Regulations, Subsection 115-91.4 and 115-191.5 of the Code of Sussex County by including Subsection 115-191.4, Minimum Standards for Lot Maintenance Pertaining to Prohibited Accumulations of Overgrown Grass and Weeds, and including Failure to Comply with the Minimum Lot Maintenance Standards Prohibiting Overgrown Grass and Weeds, and the Penalty and Enforcement of Provision of Subsection 115-191.5, and the Chair recognizes Mr. Reed.
Joe Reed, Harbison, Delaware. I think it's a bad idea. I think, I think planning and zoning has enough on their plate already.
We thank you, sir. Anything else you wish to add?
No.
All right, then. Okay, is there anyone else who would like to speak in opposition?
Or in favor?
Or in favor?
I'm not allowed to make comments.
Or in favor?
Sure you
I'm
are.
Sorry.
Okay.
Actually, this is a request for public comment, so anyone who has an interest for or against, whatever. There don't seem to be any others. Is there anyone else on the commission that would like to express an opinion or have a question before?
Mr. Ross brings up a good point that I don't know if this is how it's advertised, but in the agenda, one of the code sections is wrong, and there's a typographical error in the title. You know, I haven't had a chance to review it. I don't think Mr. Lank has either.
Yes.
I don't know that Mr. Moore's office has reviewed it.
Counsel,
I don't know. I really didn't.
Yeah. I don't know how this got this far this way, but I have to tell you, I can't figure out what I can't even tell what they're trying to, what's being said from what's being read. But I think just to express my own opinion on the record is that I think if what Mr. Lank has explained is what they're trying to do, I don't think this is the way to do it. I think if they want to have an enforcement in those areas, then let them do it the way they've been doing it. I don't think it needs to be done here. But that's just me. That's just one guy.
I think Mr. Reed made a good argument.
I don't think he wants the constables running around his developments where the lots haven't been mowed.
I understand that he might be expressing from his own interest, but as a practical matter, I don't see how we really, if it's going to be through the constable's office, then I don't think it really needs to be through this body necessarily. It can be done some other way. We don't need to be in the, I don't know that we need to be in the grass supervision.
We went through this the last time.
I know.
And the whole provision was.
And we said.
The constable still had the jurisdiction.
He had it. Let him keep it.
But it was all related to it. We had the abandoned vehicles, untagged vehicles, and they had the junk, et cetera, and our ordinance picked up on the junk, et cetera, and the grass that were excluded because of, like Marty said, the ornamental grasses, et cetera.
All right, well.
And now it's back.
Okay, well, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite Mr. Reed and all you others to remain to see if we make a decision. That does conclude our agenda, so referring back.